Voters in Cheshire recently defeated an override measure needed to fund the town's portion of the Adams-Cheshire Regional School District's budget. The town's assessment was $90,000 over its levy limit. Superintendent Kristen Gordon says increased health insurance and transportation costs drove a roughly 4% hike in the district's proposed $19 million budget. With roughly 1,350 students, she notes the district's $13,000 per pupil spending is below the state average of $14,500 and the county average of $16,000. Gordon says she is sending a letter to the Massachusetts Department of Elementary and Secondary Education requesting a month-to-month budget based on the current operating budget.
As of June 30th, at this time, we have absolutely no ability or permission, if you will, to spend anything.
The 1/12th's budgets can be utilized each month until December, according to Gordon. Voters in Cheshire approved the town's $5.5 million budget at an annual meeting attended by 170 people, knowing an override vote would be needed to support the town's $2.6 million portion of the district's budget, according to Selectwoman Carol Francisconi.
We gave the date and the time, so plenty of people were aware. The problem is there were 413 people that voted for the override vote, and I think that a lot of them were not at the annual town meeting, maybe perhaps didn't really truly understand the need for this override. I'm not quite sure.
Cheshire has roughly 2,200 registered voters. The school committee has 45 days to either submit the same budget or a revised plan, at which time Cheshire would call a special town meeting to alter the town budget. Francisconi expects that could happen in late July or early August. Meanwhile, Adams Town meeting to approve $5.5 million for its share of the district's funding is June 23rd.
At this point, they can vote to accept the budget as presented, and if they do that, then it depends on what Cheshire does again at our special town meeting. And if Cheshire still doesn't approve the budget that the school committee presents to us this time, we have to go to a district meeting. And at a district meeting, every registered voter in both Adams and Cheshire can vote.
Francisconi says in recent memory she recalls just one override vote passing out of four or five attempts in Cheshire. She says there's no room in the town's bare-bones budget for $90,000. If Cheshire's portion is dropped by that figure, Adams' assessment would decline $260,000 because the towns pay proportionally. Superintendent Gordon says the current budget proposal already cut 12 people, not including four unfilled retirees. It also adds a $70,000 curriculum director based on state recommendations. She says she will submit four or five proposals to the school committee aimed at cutting $350,000, either completely through 28 total staff cuts, go for another override, or possibly close an elementary school.
Not to get people worried or stressed out in any way, shape, or form, because we would want to do something like that in a very thoughtful way. But is it possible? Do we have capacity at Hoosick to take on more kids? And can we combine and move to one elementary school?
Francisconi is holding out for positive news from the state budget the legislature is crafting now.
So our only hope is that perhaps there'll be some increase in that budget other than what the governor's budget had presented, and the same thing happens for the school budget.
Despite the override failure, Gordon insists people in Cheshire and Adams support the schools.
They are with us through thick and through thin. I do think that the phrase Proposition 2.5 override scares people. I think people struggle financially right now everywhere, and particularly in our two communities, and that for many people is a forever tax increase.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.